The Quran places significant emphasis on the name Allah as the true and unique name for God. The Quran places significant emphasis on the name Allah as the true and unique name for God. Throughout its verses, there are numerous instances where Allah's name is mentioned in connection with His attributes, praises, and instructions. Here are some key Quranic verses that highlight the significance of the name Allah. Surah Al-Fatiha, 1:1-7. The opening chapter of the Quran, Al-Fatiha, begins with the phrase Bismillah al-Rahman al-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful. This verse sets the tone for the entire Quran, emphasizing the use of the name Allah at the commencement of seeking guidance and mercy. Surah Al-Baqarah, 2:255. Ayat al-Kursi is a powerful verse that describes the greatness and sovereignty of Allah. It concludes with a profound acknowledgement of His name, stating, "And Allah is the hearing, the knowing." 2:255. Surah Al-Imran, 3:18. Allah bears witness that there is no deity except Him, and, so do, the angels and those of knowledge, that He is, maintaining, creation. Injustice. There is no deity except Him, the exalted in might, the wise. Surah Al-Hashr, 59:24. He is Allah, the creator, the inventor, the fashioner, to Him belong the best names. Whatever is in the heavens and earth is exalting Him. And He is the exalted in might, the wise. Surah Al-Mujadilah, 58:1. Indeed, Allah has heard the speech of the one who argues with you, O Muhammad, concerning her husband and directs her complaint to Allah. And Allah hears your dialogue. Indeed, Allah is hearing and seeing. Surah Al-Baqarah, and when my servants ask you concerning me, indeed I am near. I respond to the invocation of the supplicant when he calls upon me. Surah Al-An'am, and He it is who produces gardens trellised and untrellised, and date palms, and crops of different shape and olives, and pomegranates, similar, in kind, and different, in taste. Eat of their fruit when they ripen, but pay the due thereof on the day of its harvest, and waste not by extravagance. Verily, He likes not al-musrifun. Surah Al-Isra, say, call upon Allah or call upon the Most Merciful. Whichever name you call, to Him belong the best names. These verses exemplify how the Quran consistently emphasizes the name Allah in various contexts, inviting believers to reflect on His attributes, sovereignty, and the importance of invoking His name in prayers and supplications. Incorporating these verses into your article can help illustrate the Quranic perspective on the true and unique name of God. Surah Al-Baqarah, and when my servants ask you concerning me, indeed I am near. I respond to the invocation of the supplicant when he calls upon me. Surah Al-An'am, and He it is who produces gardens trellised and untrellised, and date palms, and crops of different shape and olives, and pomegranates, similar and different. Eat of their fruit when they ripen, but pay the due thereof on the day of its harvest, and waste not by extravagance. Verily, He likes not al-musrifun. Surah Al-Isra, say, call upon Allah or call upon the Most Merciful. Whichever name you call, to Him belong the best names. These verses exemplify how the Quran consistently emphasizes the name Allah in various contexts, inviting believers to reflect on His attributes, sovereignty, and the importance of invoking His name in prayers and supplications. Incorporating these verses into your article can help illustrate the Quranic perspective on the true and unique name of God.